This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel has carried out airstrikes on areas near the central Syrian city of Homs. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Syrian military confirmed that the strikes caused material damage but no casualties. The Israeli military said a Syrian anti-aircraft missile exploded over Israeli territory, prompting another round of strikes. Israeli police said the rocket's remains landed in the southern Israeli city of Rahat without causing any damage. In response to the rocket, Israeli jets struck the air defense battery from where the anti-aircraft rocket was launched. The military said it also struck other targets without elaborating. Israeli authorities did not comment on the airstrike on Homs. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rioting across France was less intense overnight, the Interior Ministry said on Sunday, as tens of thousands of police were deployed following the funeral of a teenager of North African descent whose shooting by police has sparked nationwide unrest. The government poured 45,000 police onto the streets to try to keep a lid on a fifth night of unrest after Saturday's funeral of a 17-year-old with Algerian and Moroccan parents who was shot during a traffic stop on Tuesday in the Paris suburb of Nanterre. An Islamic grouping of 57 states said on Sunday collective measures are needed to prevent acts of desecration to the Quran, and international law should be used to stop religious hatred after the holy book was burned in a protest in Sweden. The statement by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, most of whose members have a Muslim-majority population, was issued after an extraordinary meeting in Saudi Arabia's Jeddah called to discuss the Wednesday incident. This is VOA News. Russia has launched a drone attack on Ukraine's capital for the first time in 12 days, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Kyiv authorities confirmed that all of the Iranian-made Shahed exploding drones were detected and shot down. In addition to the city itself, the surrounding Kyiv region was targeted. Ukraine's Air Force said that across the country, 8 Shaheds and 3 caliber cruise missiles were launched by the Russians. Further south, a teenage boy was wounded in overnight shelling of Ukraine's partially occupied southern Kherson province. The child was wounded when the Russian army shelled the village of Milove on the banks of the Dnieper River in the Berislav district. I'm Karen Chamas.
There are more than a dozen candidates running for president in the United States next year, but only one of them is a woman, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Women make up more than half of the U.S. population, but they've been underrepresented in public office. The only woman in the presidential race, former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who says,
"Personally, I think to save the country, we need to send a badass Republican woman to this White House."
Haley's focusing on conservative issues.
"You've got biological boys playing in girls' sports. This is one of the biggest women's issues of our time."
In recent years, political groups have worked to get more women elected, but less than one-third of Congress and just 31% of statewide elected offices are held by female politicians. There are 12 women governors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, said that 2 people had died and 28 others were injured in a mass shooting early on Sunday morning at a housing block in the city. The city's police department said 3 of the injured were in critical condition after the incident. Israel has approved the purchase of a third squadron of F-35 stealth fighter jets in a deal worth $3 billion, the Ministry of Defense said on Sunday. The additional 25 aircraft manufactured by Lockheed Martin will bring the number of F-35s in Israel's Air Force to 75, the ministry said, adding that the deal will be financed through the defense aid package Israel receives from the United States. Sri Lanka's parliament has approved a domestic debt restructuring plan that is crucial to continue a $2.9 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. The plan passed with a majority of 122 votes in the 225-member parliament. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.